Hello, welcome to Olamide's Voice podcast. In today's episode, I'll be talking about how I will structure my tech career if I'm starting all over again. First of all, thank you for listening to the last shows. So the show got to 10 listings on Spotify so far, which is it was amazing. Thank you very much. So, without no further ado, let's go into it. So, I have laid down some step-by-step guide on what to do, on how I will start my tech journey if I'm starting all over again. I know we all probably go into tech in a very rough way. Some of us just fall in love all along and started doing one or two things instead of us to be doing something before something and other things. So here's the number one outline or bullet point, if I may say. So, the number one outline or bullet point is to explore different tech fields. So, researching on various tech fields that are available, you know, from software development to cybersecurity to AI software engineering, to cloud computing, to DevOps, to different fields, you know, different tech areas, you know. So, if I will start all over again today, I will first explore, do research on various areas in tech, you know, and understand what each field involves and what kind of work excites me more among all of them, you know. Right? So it is very important to do research and know where to focus on, right? Because most of us started tech without any focus, right? We just want to be in tech. We love programming. Some of us that become software developers, you know. Some that become cybersecurity enthusiasts, some that becomes AI software engineer. So nobody really has a path that they follow like that. So we roughed it, right? So the second thing is after doing research, choose what resonates with you among all those fields. So pick a field that align with your interest and strength. Passion makes learning easier and keep you motivated. So if the one that you have passion for is one that will keep you motivated. Okay, for example, me, the reason why I came into tech, or I fell in love with tech, is gaming, right? I started from the gaming perspective. I was a gamer, you know, downloading many games, and one day it just hit me that, who are the ones building these games? Can I even be among those people, you know? So I started doing research on how to program games. So from there, I jammed, learn social programming language, So there are a lot of programs that programming languages that were that was introduced to me. So I had to just pick all of them and start learning. So you know, started from Python, started learning Java, from Java started learning C++, you know, all those kind of things. Just learning. So there was no structured path. But to me, I didn't leave the area of programming, right? So at some point, I look into like hacking and all that. So I started developing Zoom for cybersecurity and all that. But cybersecurity, the resource I need to have, you know, before I can like go fully into cybersecurity, setting up labs on virtual machines and all that. So it was, there was no resources when starting. And even till now, I still have a soft spot for cybersecurity, but I still don't have the resource to start. Hopefully one day, with knowledge I have currently, and if I'll be able to get my hands on resources, that I'll be able to like nudge me into that direction. So moving on, the third one is ignore the money noise, focus on mastery. So while high salary are attractive, don't chase money first. Focus on learning, building and mastering skills. The money will follow. So I know some people came into tech with the money in mind. So that's why you see that there are a lot of people who are in tech today, but they don't really have passion for tech. They just want to make the bag. They just want to make the money, you know. So if you have passion for this, if you see that okay, this is what you want to do as a person, this is what your work, this is what you want to professionally do, ignore the money. When I started, I even with all the highs and lows, you know, people telling me, oh, you are lazy, that's why you are on your system all day, you know, I just ignore them. You know, they just want me to go and work and collect salaries and all that. Yeah, they don't understand what tech is, you know, they don't really understand. And many of them can still never understand, you know, seeing someone sitting on their system and pressing their keys, pressing some things that they can't understand. Some even call you Yahoo boy, some call you Akash, you know. But at the end of the day, the money will come, but you just have to structure your path, you know. So the fourth bullet point here is start now, learn as you go. So the thing is, you don't need to know everything before you start, right? Learn the basics and build real projects. Experience will teach you the rest. You get it. So, have you ever wondered that if Mark Zuckerberg or whoever is one of the top 10 guys there, if they know everything, do you think they will build what they have built today? Like, for example, so I've been learning mobile development just to work on a particular project that I think will make sense, you know. So I'm really not a mobile guy, you know, but I just started learning mobile. So with the help of documentation and sometimes ChatGPT, I was able to pull some cool stuff out, you know. and for now the mobile app is looking good. Yeah, I just go through Jetpack Basic. I'm currently going through Flutter, trying to use it for so that cross-platform development, but the way the app is, I don't think I'll need to learn Flutter, so I think I'll just need to use real native mobile development. So when it's time to develop the iOS, I think I'll have to learn Swift UI back again, because I've learned it before, so I'll have to go through it back and start using it to build the project, right? So you don't have to learn everything at once. You don't have to learn everything, because experience is the best teacher, right? So whatever you do, don't learn everything. Use what you already know, right? And start building real projects. So be hands-on, build real projects. Don't wait to know everything. You know it as you go, as you build projects along. So the fifth bullet point here is stay up to date with tech trends. Technology evolves faster. Like, it's one of the fastest growing industry these days. So follow industry news, attend webinars, and engage with tech community to keep up. So I think that's very self-explanatory. So read blog posts, go to conference sometimes if you want, and also engage in webinars, join forum, join communities, you know, engage with people. You might even find a mentor there, right? And they can just nudge you in the right direction, also even job opportunity and all that. So the sixth bullet point here is don't reinvent the wheel, but know how to modify it. So use existing tools, frameworks, and best practice instead of trying to build everything from scratch. However, understand how things work so you can customize and improve them when needed. So this is how I like to call it. Don't reinvent the wheel, but know how to mount and remount the wheel, right? So what they are saying is that available tools that already exist, there are tools that already exist that can do what you want to do, right? So we are trying to reinvent them. We take a slow process and sometimes might not follow the guideline that is supposed to follow. Let's say, for example, you're trying to reinvent the authentication system. So you might be putting your project in a very dire situation. So don't try to reinvent the wheel. Look for the tools. If it does not exist now, you can now try to build, and also build for others. So that's how the tech community is. So there is something we call open source. Open source community is the community where tools and programs were developed with they are free to use, right? So you can just put them, use them, and can also contribute to the tool so that you can be part of the open source community. So the seventh bullet point here is use what you already know. So when working on projects, start with the technology and the skills you are comfortable with. You can expand and optimize later. So I think I've touched on this before. So if you are a web developer, right? If you are a web developer and you want to build a project, start with web development, build for web first. So if the project now not require you to build for web, you can now say, okay, let me learn mobile development frameworks. But first of all, build on what you know. So once you build on that, you can move along. So The last bullet point there is practice until it becomes second nature to you. So consistency is key in tech. You have to be consistent. So I would advise to have an accountability body, maybe join forums, join a community where they can hold you accountable. Maybe you guys hold each other accountable, or just try to find a way to be consistent. Do it every day. You wake up in the midnight, do it. You are in the afternoon, do it. Just do, keep doing it. And as times go by, right, you won't need to strain your brain to understand some things in software or in the field that you pick. It will have become second nature to you. So I also had a bonus. The bonus I had is find a mentor, right? By all means, look for someone to mentor you, to also give you their two cents. So your mentor might have some resources that you can never have access to. So I remember when I started all alone. I was like, just me alone, just coding alone, until I meet some guys that are dear to my heart, and today they are the ones who nudge me into the right direction. Some of them put me under their wings. We still talk to today because, they are my mentor. They have done a lot for me because they support me not only in the tech journey, they support me with resources, even with money many times that I can't remember. So you need a mentor, you need someone who you can look up to, and even during the time when you are ignoring the money noise, things will come that you need money, and you might have a mentor that can support you in that aspect. So that's that on today's episode. I hope you enjoy it. I hope someone find it useful while going through their tech journey. So let me know if this is a very useful topic, and maybe we can expand more in the future, and also talk about more tech content. Thank you very much for listening to Olami this show. Stay blessed, stay cheesed, and stay humble. Thank you very much.